T-Mobile. Hackers accessed data on more than 53 million people by Nathaniel Mott and Chloe Albinasius on August 20th in PC Magazine. T-Mobile identifies another 5.3 million current postpaid customer accounts and 667,000 accounts of former T-Mobile customers that had their data accessed. Update 820. In a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, T-Mobile updated estimates of how many people are affected by the breach. It says, "We previously reported information from approximately 7.8 million current T-Mobile postpaid customer accounts that included first and last names, date of birth, social security number, and driver's license/ID information was compromised. We have now also determined that phone numbers as well as IMEI and IMSI information, the typical identifier numbers associated with a mobile phone, were also compromised. Additionally, we have since identified another 5.3 million current postpaid customer accounts that had one or more associated customer names, addresses, date of birth, phone numbers, IMEIs, and IMSIs illegally accessed. These additional accounts did not have any SSNs or driver's license/ID information compromised. We also previously reported that data files with information from about 40 million former or prospective T-Mobile customers, including first and last names, date of birth, social security number, and driver's license/ID information were compromised. We have since identified an additional 667,000 accounts of former T-Mobile customers that were accessed with customer names, phone numbers, and addresses." Update on 818. T-Mobile today confirmed that the personal information of millions of current, former, and prospective customers was stolen from its systems in a recent hack. "Our preliminary analysis is that approximately 7.8 million current T-Mobile postpaid customer accounts information appears to be contained in the stolen files, as well as just over 40 million records of former or prospective customers who had previously applied for credit with T-Mobile," T-Mobile said in a statement. Postpaid and prospective T-Mobile customers. "For a subset of current and former postpaid customers and prospective T-Mobile customers, access data includes customers' first and last names, date of birth, social security numbers, and driver's license/ID information," T-Mobile says. "Phone numbers, account numbers, PINs, passwords, or financial information were not compromised in any of those files," it says. T-Mobile recommends that postpaid customers change their PIN via their T-Mobile account or by calling 611 on their phones, though we have no knowledge that any postpaid account PINs were compromised, it says. Prepaid T-Mobile customers. About 850,000 active T-Mobile prepaid customer names, phone numbers, and account PINs were also exposed. Those PINs have been reset and T-Mobile will contact affected customers. Some additional information from inactive prepaid accounts was also breached, but no customer financial information, credit card information, debit or other payment information, or social security numbers were in this inactive file, T-Mobile says. Metro by T-Mobile, Sprint, and Boost. Metro by T-Mobile, former Sprint prepaid, and Boost customers did not have their names or PINs exposed, T-Mobile says. What should you do? T-Mobile says it will publish a webpage today with information and solutions surrounding the breach. In addition, it will offer 2 years of free identity protection services with McAfee's ID Theft Protection Service. offer its account takeover protection services to postpaid customers, which makes it harder for customer accounts to be fraudulently ported out and stolen, the carrier says. Breaches like this often lead to phishing attacks, so be wary of suspicious emails or text messages from people you don't know asking you to click links and/or provide personal information. We take our customers' protection very seriously, and we will continue to work around the clock on this forensic investigation to ensure we are taking care of our customers in light of this malicious attack, the company adds. While our investigation is ongoing, we wanted to share these initial findings even as we may learn additional facts through our investigation that caused the details above to change or evolve. Update on 8/16. T-Mobile says in a statement that we have determined that unauthorized access to some T-Mobile data occurred. However, we have not yet determined that there is any personal customer data involved. The entry point for the attack has been closed, according to the carrier, which is now continuing our deep technical review of the situation across our systems to identify the nature of any data that was illegally accessed. The full statement is below. We have been working around the clock to investigate claims being made that T-Mobile data may have been illegally accessed. We take the protection of our customers very seriously, and we are conducting an extensive analysis alongside digital forensic experts to understand the validity of these claims, and we are coordinating with law enforcement. We have determined that unauthorized access to some T-Mobile data occurred. However, we have not yet determined that there is any personal customer data involved. We are confident that the entry point used to gain access has been closed, and we are continuing our deep technical review of the situation across our systems to identify the nature of any data that was illegally accessed. This investigation will take some time, but we are working with the highest degree of urgency. Until we have completed this assessment, we cannot confirm the reported number of records affected or the validity of statements made by others. We understand that customers will have questions and concerns, and resolving those is critically important to us. Once we have a more complete and verified understanding of what occurred, we will proactively communicate with our customers and other stakeholders. The original story on August 15th. T-Mobile is investigating a data breach said to have compromised the names, social security numbers, and other personal information of more than 100 million people, Motherboard reports. A hacker claims to have gained access to T-Mobile servers where that data was stored. That hacker is asking for 6 BTC, which is worth roughly $276,000 at Bitcoin's current exchange rate, in exchange for the social security numbers and driver's license information of 30 million people. The rest of the data is apparently being sold privately rather than being made publicly available. That data is also said to include some phone numbers, physical addresses, and unique IMEI numbers associated with specific phones. This information could be used in spear phishing attacks, which target specific people with personalized messages to make them more likely to click on malicious links or install malware, as well as other kinds of attacks on the affected individuals. We are aware of claims made in an underground forum and have been actively investigating their validity. Unfortunately, we do not have any additional information to share at this time, T-Mobile said in a statement. If confirmed, this would be T-Mobile's fifth known breach in less than 3 years. The company previously disclosed breaches in 2018, 2019, and 2020, as well as January of this year. The severity of those breaches varied in both terms of what kind of data was compromised and how many people. Between 200,000 and 2 million were affected. We are aware of claims made in an underground forum and have been actively investigating their validity, T-Mobile tells Motherboard. We do not have any additional information to share at this time.